The Tangle. On June 17, 1922, an intriguing event took place on the beaches of Atlantic City, New Jersey. Magician Harry Houdini and author Arthur Conan Doyle gathered for a séance, aiming to contact Houdini's deceased mother through spiritual means. Doyle's wife, Jean, was a strong believer in spiritualism, hoping to connect with the mother. Despite being a skeptic, Houdini agreed to participate. However, during the session, Houdini noticed inconsistencies that raised his doubts. Doyle was convinced by his wife's performance, but Houdini pointed out flaws. For instance, why did Houdini's mother claim to be a Christian when she was Jewish? And how could she write in perfect English despite never learning the language? These questions challenged the supposed authenticity of the séance. This episode highlights the concept of disrationalia, which refers to the tendency for highly intelligent individuals to hold irrational beliefs. Despite creating the rational and logical Sherlock Holmes, Doyle's own beliefs in spiritualism were not as logical. This example illustrates how even intelligent people can fall prey to irrational thinking. Houdini's skepticism serves as a reminder to question our assumptions and evaluate evidence critically. The case of the skeptical magician shows that even the most intelligent and accomplished individuals can be susceptible to irrational thinking. It serves as a reminder to stay vigilant and critically evaluate information to avoid falling prey to false beliefs. The hidden dangers of smart thinking. Disrationalia, a condition that affects intelligent people, can make them more susceptible to paranormal beliefs and conspiracy theories. While this might seem harmless, it can become dangerous when smart individuals use their intelligence to justify their pre-existing beliefs, ignoring objective truth. For instance, a highly intelligent person might use their knowledge to cherry-pick evidence that supports their beliefs, rather than considering all the facts. Moreover, intelligent people often have a larger, bias blind spot than others. They're aware of their cognitive abilities and believe themselves to be unbiased, which can lead them to justify prejudiced opinions or rationalize toxic relationships. This can be especially problematic in political debates, where intelligent individuals on both sides use their knowledge to marshal evidence for their positions, rather than weighing it objectively. Intellectual pride and identity can further entrench biases, making it difficult for smart people to see the flaws in their thinking. As a result, intelligence and expertise don't guarantee wise judgment and action. Disrationalia can make even the most intelligent individuals vulnerable to biases and errors in thinking. Smart people need to be aware of this potential pitfall and strive for critical thinking and objectivity. The resolutions. To avoid falling into the intelligence trap, it's essential to develop three key skills: cognitive reflection, intellectual humility, and emotional awareness. Let's start by understanding cognitive reflection. When faced with a major decision, try using moral algebra to weigh the pros and cons. Write down a list of advantages and disadvantages, then assign a numerical value to each point based on its importance. By objectively analyzing the decision, you can separate reason from passion and make a more informed choice. For example, let's say you're considering whether to take a job offer. Make a list of the pros and cons, such as increased salary and longer commute. Assign a score to each point, and then look for equally weighted pairs to reveal the balance. By doing so, you can challenge your initial judgment and consider alternative perspectives. Techniques like considering the opposite can also help you identify potential flaws in your thinking. By using these strategies, you can make more thoughtful decisions that balance reason and emotion. Critical thinking. When evaluating information, it's essential to question your initial assumptions and consider the source, motives, and presentation of the claims. This is known as cognitive reflection, which is the ability to recognize when our intuitive answers might be incorrect. People with higher cognitive reflection skills are less likely to believe in conspiracy theories, more resistant to misinformation, and better at identifying the truthfulness of news headlines. To develop critical thinking skills, ask yourself questions like, who is making the claim and why might they want you to think it's true? Are the claims presented in a way that's trying to make them seem truthy? Intellectual humility is also crucial in a world of misinformation. This was evident in a research trip taken by University of Michigan grad student James Stigler to Japan. During a fourth grade lesson, he observed a student's sloppy drawing technique being demonstrated to the entire class. Stigler was initially baffled by this approach, but it challenged his perception of learning and made him realize that there's more to learning than what meets the eye. By developing critical thinking skills and intellectual humility, we can become better equipped to navigate the complex and often misleading information we're exposed to daily. A new approach to learning. While it may seem harsh by Western standards, the approach to learning in East Asia is rooted in a different philosophy. In these cultures, students aren't considered to be learning if they don't struggle a bit. This approach focuses on developing skills like intellectual humility and independent thinking. As a result, East Asian students often outperform their Western counterparts in global education assessments. In contrast, many Western educators believe that confusion and struggle are obstacles to learning. However, studies show that they are integral to the learning process. For example, neuroscientists Robert and Elizabeth Bjork's concept of desirable difficulties suggests that introducing challenges, such as pre-testing, can impair performance in the short term, but lead to deeper understanding and better recall in the long term. By incorporating these principles into Western education, we can transform student learning. Simply extending wait times after posing a question can encourage students to think more deeply. Introducing ambiguities, like showing multiple ways to solve a math problem, promotes open-minded thinking. Encouraging students to consider different viewpoints or counterfactuals promotes complex, reflective thinking. By adopting these strategies, Western education can evolve and cultivate a generation of learners who have overcome the intelligence trap. Build a smart team. Research shows that a team's success is not just about individual intelligence, but also about how well team members work together. A study by Anita Williams-Woolley found that a team's ability to complete a task effectively was only slightly related to the average IQ of its members. What mattered was how well the team members were able to understand and respond to each other's emotions. When team members are attuned to each other's feelings and work together equally, they tend to perform better than teams dominated by one or two individuals. Good leadership is also crucial for harnessing a team's collective intelligence. Humble leaders, encourage open communication, and value each team member's contribution can significantly boost a team's performance. On the other hand, leaders who act as authoritarian figures can create a less productive and cooperative environment. For example, a leader who actively listens to their team members, asks questions, and seeks feedback is more likely to build trust and promote a sense of teamwork. In short, building a smart team requires hiring people with social skills and promoting a collaborative environment through effective leadership. By prioritizing emotional awareness and collective intelligence, teams can achieve better results and work more effectively together. Key points. 1. Highly intelligent people can still fall for irrational beliefs and biases. 2. Skepticism and critical thinking help challenge false assumptions and beliefs. 3. Intelligence alone doesn't guarantee wise judgment. Humility and reflection are key. 4. Using techniques like moral algebra helps make more objective and thoughtful decisions. 5. Intellectual humility and questioning assumptions can improve critical thinking. 6. Struggling with learning can deepen understanding and improve long-term recall. 7. Effective teams thrive on emotional awareness and collaboration, not just individual intelligence.